Hi. Welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people, and we've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast, the last time ever, Ready to Love, recap, season 7, reunion part 2, Miami. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
So, you are really determined for this to be the last time, huh?
I bought a bottle of Angel's Envy just for this.
You know, that's something I've never had. You've introduced me to a lot of different brown liquors. apparently, Keedy agrees with you. Amen.
Thank
Let
you,
the church
Keedy.
Say amen.
Yeah.
I want to remind you, you're saying amen to the wrong guy. I just want to point that out.
It's fine. Yeah, it's fine. Angel's Envy is delicious. Delicious. Good bourbon. Highly recommend it.
You know, the hypocrisy here is crazy. Angel's Envy is what you're drinking?
Are you calling me a devil? Am I think a heathen?
Devil's Curve would have been a better drink to have. Devil's Toe or something like that would have been a better.
Devil is a lie. Hey, you know what? I'm on that brown. You don't. I tend to slip up. Don't push me.
You know, that here's a funny thing, because there's I noticed when we did, what was the last one we did? Married at First Sight, right? Yeah. Look, yes. The days, we did so many this in the past 7 days, my head is still spinning. And people are like, oh yeah, y'all on that brown tonight. I'm like, no, we on water.
Yeah. Oh, tonight it's brown. I'm celebrating. I might slip and say some things that Yanni's going to like get mad at me about after the show. And some of y'all might comments.
I'm not
sure.
I'm not your senior VP, so I'm fine.
I'm just like, what's going to happen? Is Tony going to come to my house? You don't know where I live.
At all. Oh, so now JG says, Terrell, you know this is more interesting than Married at First Sight this season.
No, it's not.
You know, I'm sorry. I don't think it is either. Melissa says she has an old fashioned. So, you know, welcome to the Brown Club. I'm not doing brown tonight. And this is not water, but this is, it might as well.
Melissa, what do you got in the old fashioned?
Yeah, that's a great question. Great question.
What do you mix your old fashions with? I'm curious. If you tell me Crown, I'm going to talk some trash.
Well, if it's Crown, it's definitely not old fashioned. That's an old spiritual. Old Negro spiritual. All right, I'm sorry. We're starting already, goddammit.
Wade in the water. Wade.
Look, Tasha says, no, y'all have to recap the Dallas season. Here's the interesting thing. I was going to bring this up at some point in time today. Like, you know, we have a friend of ours who actually has a friend. So this is like a friend of a friend who's going to be on the Dallas season. No. We're still not doing it.
In the words of Morgan Freeman in the movie Lean On Me, I don't have to do anything but stay black and die. I'm not doing Dallas Ready to Love.
Well, sorry. Really, the only... You don't have to stay black. Michael Jackson proved that. Now, and Vibes Cartel proved it as well, too. What you have to do is either breathe or die. If you don't do one, the other's going to come natural.
So if I don't die, breathing's going to come natural?
Oh, Jesus Christ, stop it.
Because I haven't bred yet, so I'm just wondering.
I said breathe, God damn it.
Oh, breathe. I just said breathe. I'm sorry. I'm drinking whiskey. I'm sorry.
Apparently, your ears are the first things to go. High Vibe says, I like the Devil is a Lie bourbon. That would sell. Absolutely. We need to do it. Regular Guys, Devil is a Lie, Random Thoughts, bourbon.
I'm with that.
Ravine says, thanks for the reminder. I need a drink. I'm doing Fireball straight on ice after this one. Hey, you know what? That's dope. I'll tell you what I used to do with Fireball. I used to do Fireball in the club when I was going to go DJ. I would do a Fireball shot to start the thing, and then let's get straight to the Stella Artois or the Heineken, and I just drink that after. Because, you know, the Fireball kickstarts it. It's like lighting the gas, and then you use the beer to keep it going for the rest of the night.
All right. Fireball. Somebody's trying to get straight to the point. I don't want to ease into my night of drinking. I'm just going to get that Fireball with some shots.
Hey, Robin says she just makes a Long Island iced tea. Remember, those were the joints. Between that and the what was the one that we did in college? The Flamin' Dr. Pepper.
Remember that night in college that had the I was underage, so I just kept grabbing people's drinks, and I had like a rum and coke and a Long Island and all that. And then the next thing you know, I was dancing with somebody that I got that look like, Terrell, what are you doing?
Well, in college, we were going to talk about the, what was that? The liquid crack. It was the liquid crack that was at a Cisco.
And of course, liquid
Mad
cocaine.
Dog 2020. Yeah, liquid cocaine. Whatever.
Yeah.
It's the same. I don't do either. Kitty says Svedka. I'm on Svedka too. That's exactly what I'm drinking here. So, you know, cheers.
Svedka's good shit. I like Svedka. The price point on that is amazing. Mm. And it's delicious.
Now I'm going to need your help on this one, Mr. Bartender. I'm not going to call you a luscious bartender. Ravine says, I wish I had the ingredients for a sidecar. What the hell is a sidecar?
Let me Google that for you. I don't know off the top of my head.
You're a horrible bartender. Yeah, Jesus Christ.
I haven't bartended in years. I don't remember every single drink that I've ever made in my life. And how many bartenders, you know, like, you order what? Okay, they Google it. Okay, I got it. And they can make the drink. But you don't have everything memorized. Sorry.
Melissa says, bourbon bitters and orange liquor.
No, but what kind of bourbon, Melissa?
I know that's what you're going to say. What kind of?
Yeah, just was because I love old fashions, and there's certain bourbons I find that make a much better old fashioned than others. So sometimes I like I might do a like bullet rye old fashioned because the rye is a little bit different than the bourbon.
But
if I want something a little bit sweeter, if I want something sweeter, I'll do just a regular bullet old fashioned. Mm-hmm. So it just depends.
It's funny, we're here talking all this drinking, and then all of a sudden somebody's got to bring some music up in this. I'm drinking rum and Red Bull. I see you, JD.
All right, Melissa, I like the Bullet family's good. If you haven't tried Bullet 10, it's the yellow label. Hit that one up too. That one is really good.
I haven't tried that yet. And Bullet,
that
you know,
one's good.
The Bullet is always, you turned me on the Bullet as well. You talking about the Bullet and Red Rose, the Four Roses, and a couple others. And, you know, the Bullet is definitely one of my go-tos when I decide to go for bourbon.
You've come a long way, young Padawan, from your maker's mark. I'm proud of you. The force is strong in this one now.
You know what else is strong? Obviously, the drinks are. And since we got them rolling, let's go ahead and get to this this season here. I mean, we spent a lot of time talking about drinks, and we can do this forever, really and truly, especially as High Vibe says, what about Johnny Walker? Now, that's for them old school drinkers. I'm not even going to lie.
Johnny Walker Blue Label is fire. Johnny Walker Black and Red is okay, but if you get a hold of some Johnny Walker Blue,
All right, so you and I see two different recipes here for before we get started. For the sidecar. I'm not going to pretend like I know how to pronounce that because obviously I don't.
It's called Cointreau, Mr. Grammar Police.
Okay, Cointreau. I'm not a lush. I speak grammar. You like that? I speak grammar. I drink grammar, not liquor.
Yeah, okay.
So Cointreau, lemon and brandy, and then I see also sidecar cognac and orange liquor.
Just some leftover 420. Melissa. Puff, puff, pass, Melissa.
Hey, can't be mad at you. If I did that, I'd be asleep before we get through our first set of people here on this reunion.
That's true. That's facts. I've seen it.
Look, so this reunion, let's be honest. As we get to the second part of the reunion special, right? Did we really need two parts?
No.
We really didn't. Why would we even do this?
Because it's just a trash show and they got to try to milk whatever they can from the advertisers. That's why their commercials are so long. They need enough money. They can even buy a good, decent pool table that has four strong legs on it. So everything about this show is trash.
Right.
They can't even feed the folks. It's just trash.
It is. It really is. And we pick up with a lot of trash. I just want to point this out first. High Vibe says I should speak Shaq. Cointreau. Now, we pick up right where the episode left off, the first reunion left off, as Tony and Morgan went in the back. And did you notice Jeffrey in there trying to recruit support for Morgan? Like, yeah, I don't know what they are. And I'm like, nobody asked you. We're talking about Morgan and Tony here. We're not talking about you and Dre.
No, yeah. Jeeves wants a little bit of FaceTime. But did you notice how when Morgan's there tripping after they kicked Tony out, he's like, I just want to talk to her. Yeah. Talk to her. So he goes and sits by Marcia. It's like, what's up, baby girl? Can I pray with you for a little bit?
Smooth Tony from up top, baby. Let's get it. Let's get it.
So you got Morgan that, you know, clears her eyes up. Because, again, I don't know what she was on. Mm-hmm. And I just laughed because Jeffrey said, do you have any more of those eye drops? She's like, no, I look like a vampire without these eye drops. I'm like, you look at a lot of things without eye drops. Eye drops aren't your issue.
Let's start with the wig. And we try our best to not talk about women on here and their looks, but Jeffrey, that was a horrible look. And I'm just echoing from what we saw a lot of women say last week about Jeffrey's wig. It's you know, that the storm look is not for her. But then again, we're not fans of Jeffrey at the end of the day.
Hey, this is the last one, so we can say whatever we want. And what is she gonna do?
But she wasn't going to do anything for the first one.
Yeah.
But still, so, we can still be nice.
Okay, we can be.
So let's get into the whole thing here. But because the first set of people they brought up, and I know they kind of spread it out throughout the hour, but you had Tony, a.k.a. Smooth Tony from Up Top, Morgan, and Marcia, right? And even they threw Lyndon in there at some point or another. Here's the thing that kind of threw me for a loop. Marcia came out with all the smoke. She took offense to Morgan saying that if Marcia was there, she'd have been a good distraction for Tony on the retreat.
I don't blame Marcia for being upset about that.
Why?
Because she had nothing to do with it. Mm. And whatever is making Morgan this angry, she's trying to like get other people into it.
Right.
And create a whole, she's a tornado of drama. So I don't blame Marcia for being like, hey, chick, I got nothing to do with that. So Marcia said that, I mean, Morgan said Marcia would have been a good distraction. Mm-hmm. Marcia's like, I'm not a distraction. Then Morgan's like, you're right. You weren't, because you weren't there.
Yeah, and she was right. I mean, no, but okay, here's the thing. I understood what Morgan was saying. Because remember, he even admitted this. And it's on tape. They watched it. They saw it happen when he said, and Lyndon brought up the fact that that Tony had said, if Marcia was there, then you could have Morgan. Well, Morgan just pointed out, if she was there, then she'd have been a distraction for Tony. So therefore, she'd have had a chance to really explore more with Lyndon. That's all she was saying.
I get what she was saying, but she's crazy. And no, she's saying is wrong. And it's wrong to say that in front of Morgan. Because what she did is she tried to minimize who Marcia is. And Marcia's point is like, hey, I'm not just a distraction. Mm-hmm. I'm Marcia. You're talking about me. I'm in the room. I'm here. I can hear you. I can see you. And Morgan's trying to go off. And I'm like, where's all this negative energy coming from for Morgan? But again, when people show you crazy, believe them. As soon as Morgan, the whole Nair episode, I was done with Morgan. There's no way in the world that I could ever support Morgan. She's crazy. That is insane.
But you
know the way she was lashing out to all these people, mm-hmm. her issues with Tony is between her and Tony. But Marcia had nothing to do with her and Tony. Natasha had nothing to do with her and Tony. It's her and Tony is the issue.
So Kitty says Morgan is batshit. Gamora Zen says Morgan was rude. Mimi says Morgan taking digs at people because she was embarrassed on TV. She did it to herself. And I'm assuming that's exactly where your mind is in this too, right?
Well, it is, because if you look at not the last reunion, but the episode before that, where you were mm-hmm. like, Morgan played Tony the whole time mm-hmm. and this was all strategic. I was like, no, Morgan's not that smart. She didn't do all this strategically to try to dump Tony at the very end and choose herself.
Yeah.
She is just nutso.
Now, Tasha says that something had to have happened between Tony and Morgan for Morgan to be so bitter. And I get why, because we said that last week too, right? And I've already said what I thought was the reason for it. And a lot of people chimed in on that one as well too. JD says, my guy and I were in a heated discussion, quote unquote discussion, which means it wasn't really a discussion. It was heated. Whether Tony's a slimy snake or played the game. I'm just going to guess as to who was what side both of y'all were on, JD.
JD, I say he did both.
Right. Yes.
I think exactly. He's a slimy snake, and he played the game, and he played all these women. Mm-hmm. And everything. Well, I'm going to talk about Tony a little bit more later on. But yeah, I think he played both of them.
Gabrielle says, puts up the quote from Marcia, y'all got crazy people on here. Yes, you're one of them too. It's not
you just, all of you, you just realize there's crazy people at the reunion. You're like, oh, wow. She's crazy. Crazy didn't come out when she told everybody about the... Come on.
Look, you know, the interesting thing, especially since we're on the part about the escape, right? The getaway. When Tommy tried to get a little messy and asked Lyndon, you know, how did he feel when they said that he was hounding Morgan? He goes, yeah, well, I was. So what? Hey, look, this is why I like Lyndon. Lyndon is like, okay, and?
Yeah, he was just playing the game. And yeah, yeah. I was going after her. And it irritated Tony because Tony thought that there's no one in the world better than him.
Right.
And why would anybody want anyone else besides him? So there's that issue. But I want to talk about Jeffrey when they're talking about being in the house. When Tommy was asking everybody about being in the house and like, what was it like? And Jeffrey, I can't really date two people at the same time. That voice. I'm like, I put notes in here. She says that she can't handle multiple guys, you know, all at the same time. I'm like, well, if this was Maury Povich, your womb would say that's a lie. You can handle multiple guys.
Stop. They weren't at the same time, man.
Cheers.
Weren't at the same time.
Sorry. Cheers. I'm going all in.
And the first two kids are by one guy. Give her at least a little bit of something.
Okay.
I'm not going to let you sit up here and just trash on her like that.
I'm not so much trash talking her, but this, she also made the comment later on about you can't fault her for the fact that the fathers don't want to be involved. I get it. But if your first one doesn't want to be involved, okay, that makes you have to pause and make a better decision with the second baby daddy. So, sorry, Jeffrey. No sympathy for you.
Well, to be fair, the second guy left the minute she said she was pregnant. Hey, I've got a gift for you. He was like, nope, don't want it. I'm out. And
I bet he took a gift receipt. Can I get a gift receipt? I'm going to get the refund. But I'm not going to hang with you.
Can I get some money back on this? High vibes at Otel. You ain't lying, though.
Yeah. Thank you. That voice is just, you know, no. You're your own problem. Just own it. Get some therapy and own your shit. There's nothing wrong with that.
JG says, flag on the play, Terrell.
Cheers.
So, you knew this was going to come up. And Natasha was there with all her hair in the same color this time. And so they talked about the entanglement with Natasha, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Tony said it was what we thought it was. And you and I brought this up before. He and Morgan didn't have the connection yet when he was hooking up with Natasha.
Right.
So he really wasn't at fault in this case, was he? Besides breaking the rules and the contract he signed and all that other stuff, you know what I mean? You know, he was doing 165, but he really didn't break the rules outside of that.
He had broke the rules.
Okay.
If you're going on a dating show to find love or ready to love or whatever bullshit Oprah thinks is a good idea for this show.
Oprah didn't come up with the show. Stop it.
Doesn't matter. She co-signed.
Blame Will.
Yeah.
And but I like Will.
You go on the show saying ready to love. The whole goal is for you to find love.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't be on the show. And then when people get voted out, you're hollering at them on the sidelines. And then also is talking to people within the process still. I think I agree with a lot of the women who had issues with Tony doing that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're on the show to find love, focus on that. Say, hey, this person's out. Again, the whole premise of the show, we all agree that...
Yes, it's stupid.
If you have connections with people, other people shouldn't be able to vote them out. But I agree with everything that the lady said about that. But I don't think Tony was there to find love, and I think he broke the rules. And I think that he is 100% wrong. But he's also should own the fact that, yeah, you're the player on the show.
Okay, so... It's a great point that you brought up about him being the player, because I got to ask you if you believed him. Because, you know, I don't remember asking Natasha if she wanted me to leave the show, because I wasn't going to do that anyway. So I don't remember. Do you believe him?
No, he didn't say that. What he said when Tommy asked him, if Natasha asked you, would you leave? He was like, you know, I don't really know, which is a true player thing. A player was, I don't know if I would do that. I'm not too sure. I can't really speak on that right now.
That's the same as saying you don't remember it.
No, but he didn't say I don't recall asking. He just was like, you know, I don't know. I can't really speak on that right now. He's full of crap. Again, if you look at eye contact, body language, eyebrows, where his eyes are looking, whether they're up to the right or to the left, that's so you can spot a liar. I highly recommend read books about eye contact, interviewing people, interrogating people, and you could just see the physical. And I'm like, Tony, you're lying. I just know he's freaking lying. And this whole deal about, well, I was raised by women and this is why I talk so smooth and I get everybody to drop their panties and then I ghost them and block them on social media because women raise me. Get the hell out of here.
Great question from Gabrielle. If Tony broke the rules, why weren't there any consequences? Great question.
Great question. I have an answer for that. Because it's a bullshit show with shitty producers. And this is them just throwing out, hey, black people want the show, so whatever. There's no consequences. That's what they did. So that's because I agree with you. If there's rules, and Tommy says he has his rules, but you can keep going through the show and breaking the rules, well, that's the problem with the show. And this is why it's trash.
So when it comes to Natasha, he ghosted her, blocked her on social media. And he said it was because Natasha told producers they slept together. So to your point, the producers knew. So it's not like it was news to them. Oh, wait, this happened?
Mm-hmm.
So according to him, it's smart for him to throw that out there. Just so he can go, oh, I know I broke the rules, but y'all knew. Because she told y'all early on. And I was like, because obviously the producers told him that they told that she told them. And that's why he's like, I ghosted her. I cut her off. I didn't reply to her anymore. That's why.
Okay, but I look at that a little different. Let's go back to UTSA back in college.
Yeah, okay.
And in college days, you have those crazy nights and drinking and you hook up with someone, but you don't want everybody to know you did it.
Moped, gotcha.
And so, exactly. So, moped, you hook up with someone, you don't want anybody to know you did it.
Fun to ride, don't want anybody.
And they start telling people, you're like, nah, I don't even know her. I don't even know that girl. Well, she's been to your house. No, she hasn't. There's a selfie of y'all in her house. That's not me. Like, he's just trying to get out of the fact that he smashed. And that's all he wanted to do. And my point is this. Tony, if that's your goal, y'all had a two-week stand?
Yeah.
If y'all had a two-week stand, own up to it. But just don't try to make it seem like she's bad because she told producers that y'all hooked up. Y'all hooked up.
If y'all don't have footage,
he just didn't want anybody to know. He never would have told Morgan if he didn't know that the producers found
because,
out that he was
you know, okay, great point, because he knows how this works, and the producers would have told her anyway.
Yeah.
And the producers would have told Marcia. That's why he told both of them, because Marcia definitely jumped up and said, no, he told me too. But you know
exactly.
why he did that? Because he's, according to Melissa, a player from the
MLA. That's CYOA. That's he's doing damage control. He's like, wait, who knows?
Your own ass.
Okay, so here's what I gotta do. I gotta do this, and I gotta do this to make sure it doesn't look like I'm bad. But you can't say because she told the producers that y'all hooked up, you're gonna block her and not talk to her at all?
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
Okay. Which JD says, no, Tony, you cannot use the Shaggy defense. It wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
Look, Morgan said that the day Marcia left the show, Tony called her and said she needs to go ahead and get Lyndon off the show. And I like how Lyndon's like, I just want to point out, Tony, I never asked anybody to get you off the show. Again, I love Lyndon, man. Lyndon was great on this show because he provided a comic relief. He did what he was supposed to do.
He did.
I'm going to bring my fun to it regardless kind of attitude that he had. Like, you know, he would just sit there and laugh at stuff like some people do.
Well, Yanni, stop laughing. You're annoying people. We got a show to do. Keep it professional. Stop laughing. For Lyndon to make that comment, I thought it was great because Tony, as much as he comes across as this Hulk smash kind of person, he was intimidated and threatened by Lyndon.
If
he wasn't, you wouldn't have told Morgan to tell him not to come on the show.
Mm-hmm. Now, that is
fact. Or not told Morgan to tell him to vote him off the show, whatever the whole deal is. I'm sorry, I've been drinking. But
no.
Tony was just totally intimidated by Lyndon. He just doesn't want to admit it.
Yeah. And that's the machismo, as you talk about, and that, you know, he has, and I got to be this. I'm the big man, so that's why he wants to do that. But, you know, right now, him and Marcia, they do day dates. They don't do, you know, night dates because Marcia is trying not to drop draws for him. So do you believe them in that space, or you think they're just saying that for TV?
I have no idea because I get Marcia's logic. If I hang out with him during the daytime, while the sun's out, I'm not going to sleep with him. But if we go to like dinner and drinks, I'm going to wind up having my ankles by my ears. I'm sorry. Cheers.
I said it.
So here's the part that really hurt me. And I especially made a note of this just because he said it. Tommy says, the show is not a place to run game. Really? Because the rules of the show say otherwise. And we've talked about this before, in the fact, like, why are you voting people off? And we talked about this over the last couple of weeks, just in this, because it makes no sense. Early on, yes. But if people start making connections and you're about, well, it's about finding love, who's ready to love. We got to hold up our black women because they've been holding our black asses down for a long time. The rules say differently. Or am I missing something here? Because they got rid of Susu because she had a connection with Blake and not with anybody else because she was focusing on Blake.
My whole point about why this show is bullshit and all that, I appreciate Tommy for getting on the soapbox and pandering to black women, but I'm like, you stop it. You're on the show that is bullshit and does nothing to promote black women or black men, but you're the host. So I get it. You play your role. But you take your susus of the world. If your goal is to promote black couples, let them have their connections and let them move on and move forward. Don't have them eliminate people. Don't have other people eliminate this black woman that they didn't connect with, because everybody's not the same. Right. And so if there's five black men and five black women, but five dudes don't like the one black girl, or four dudes don't like the one black girl, but one guy really does, let them have their connection.
Exactly.
But don't kick her off the show.
Well, you know, with Clifton and, oh my God, what is her name? I'm trying to remember, because they were the real couple of and Joy, Clifton and Joy. They were the couple that you knew from the very beginning. When once these two connected, this is season five, two seasons ago. Like, if they voted them off, I think people would have probably rebelled against the show. And because people didn't like Blake, they didn't rebel against this one. And that's why they're like, you know what? People don't like Blake, so whatever, we're fine. But yeah, I totally agree with you. And High Vibe does too. She says, shut up, Tommy. How long did it take him to put a ring on his wife? All right, I'm not going to get into that. Because I don't know.
You'll get into it. Say something.
I don't know. And you know, for everybody can't go on the same journey. Me and my wife, we had our own journey. And it's one that 10 years ago, I'd have been like, you did what?
So I guess Tommy must be a Kappa, so that's why you're giving him a pass.
I have no idea what Tommy is. I'm not like you. I don't go searching to see who can I claim in my fraternity.
Well, I just want to make sure I'm not going to talk bad about somebody in my fraternity, because there's rules.
Hey, everybody can get these jokes, goddammit. Everybody. Everybody. You know how it is. When we hang out, everybody can get these jokes.
Oh, I talk shit to you all the time.
Exactly.
Even before this went live, I was talking trash to him.
Exactly.
Because I can.
It's never personal. Strictly jokes. Andre, Jeffrey, and Cynthia, right? Dre said he noticed Cynthia when she first walked in. You know, he's like, you know, well, first thing I noticed was the color green, if you know what I mean. I thought that was real tacky to do it anyway, right? Like, now, I know she had the girls out, but it's still, come on, dude.
I don't know what that means.
Whatever.
Well, no, I don't know what it means, because when he said that, my mind was like, did she look like she had money? Because
no,
when I think of the color green, that's what I was... I get it. So he was just saying...
And her breasts were out.
So he had the vision of a toddler. He saw shapes and colors and got excited, is what you're saying.
Oh,
got
dear it. God. Come on, stop it. You
Cheers.
Know exactly what you meant.
This is brown liquor. This is our last episode of Ready to Love, so I'm going all fucking in.
I like when Tommy said, so did you notice Dre when you first walked in? She's like, nope, not at all.
Now you the pony, the little bun, nothing? I thought she was going to say the hair, because how could you not see that in front of everybody?
And I do want to point out, Ravine says Tommy is a Kappa.
Are we surprised?
He's been giving bad advice all season. So again, every fraternity has them.
All I'm saying is, are we surprised? Because you've been giving me shit on two different shows we've been watching. And all along, this is one of your boys.
Okay. Robin, it's okay. We're ready to start. You don't have to keep piling on this. Tommy is a capper.
No.
He was with his wife more than 20 years with children before they met. You cannot. You cannot.
Add on to it.
Put everybody's journey on your own. Okay? It's like
no,
take for instance, Ronnie says Tommy was a baby daddy. Look.
No.
It took him 20 years. Oh my God. Y'all leave Tommy.
Now you're the Trump supporter that supports Tommy.
Gamora says
I can't say anything. I can't say anything, but all of a sudden you are like the Trump supporter who's like, well, guys, you gotta understand Tommy's from a different generation.
I'm just gonna point some things out.
The way he grew up, whatever.
20 years and 3 children before marriage. Look, he's not the only person. He's not the only person. Thank you, High Vibe. Tommy didn't have no job, okay? So he was waiting to buy the ring, okay? He had to pay for them kids.
Now, well, good. Be the Trump supporter of Tommy, just like everybody called me the Trump supporter of Shaq, who's an alpha. That's fine.
I want you to defend this.
No, Tommy's amazing. He's dope. He's the next Barack Obama. He's going to be president.
I never said that. Here's what I'm saying. Because I'm the person that says, hey, ladies, if you were the man for 10 years and you ain't put a ring on it, you better have bailed after year 5, all right?
But unless he's a Kappa, then you should hang in there because it's going to get better.
Look, man, you know I married my wife 1 year, 1 month, 1 day after our first date. So who's it? But I also would have been 10 years ago, but like, you did what?
y'all should change from Kappa Alpha Psi to P5P, potential, five potential, because you got potential.
But
we're not
going to
hold you accountable to it.
I just want to point out, the person who is in charge of this show is Will Packer. Thank you, Robin. Go ahead and read that, Tara, please.
Yeah. Yeah.
Will Packer, read it. Read it.
Okay, I will read it. Will Packer is an alpha, and he's in charge of the show. Alphas is leaders. We delegate and have other people do stupid shit. And that's what you guys do. That's what your job is.
Oh, my God. Since we're on the point of putting rings on it, let's get back to this. Jeffrey. Tommy asked her, right? The Kappa. Asked her on the Alpha show. Well, you know, so what about you? What's going on with you now? She's like, well, you know, I'm not interested in anything unless a ring is involved. No sex, no dating, no nothing. How you feel about that?
I feel great about it because no one should have sex with Jeffrey because she gives gifts. Don't let an 18-minute night lead to 18 years of bullshit. That's what could happen with Jeffrey. Well, actually, no, because the guys don't stick around anyway. They just bounce. So she's on her own.
Oh, boy. See, here you go. All right, we go.
Okay, hold on. Let's talk about that for a quick second. Jeffrey, here's the problem that I have with Jeff.
Yes, please tell us.
Let me just say the Jeffrey types. If you've made, put the camera on me. Camera one. Here's my issue with the Jeffrey types. You've made bad choices, and you're still not accountable to it. The first dude that was with you that had 2 kids with you and left and is not involved, then you go ahead and get with another dude and produce a baby with that person that's not involved. At some point, you have to own your actions and be accountable. Now, people can say, well, guys should be accountable. Yeah,
they should be.
They should be, but it takes 2 to tango. But if you constantly are dating dudes who have babies with you and they leave you, common
denominator is you. It's 2 guys.
They're wrong. I'm not knocking the 2 guys. What I'm knocking is the fact that Jeffrey didn't learn her a lesson. I think if you are 21 years old, 18, oops, I got pregnant. Okay, great. You figure it out. You move on. But then later on, you do it again. That's something with your decision-making ability. But here's what single men who don't have kids think about. Because guys who are have
kids...
Okay,
this is the part you can speak on. The other part we got to talk about because you can't do that.
No, let's do this.
Go ahead.
Guys who have kids by other women can relate more and they're a little more understanding. But if you are someone that has children and you're dating a guy who's never had any kids, he's thinking these things. And so all the things Andre said to me was valid, but for Jeffrey to say that you can't hold me accountable because these dudes don't want to be involved in their guy's life, I'm like, part of me says, yes, I can. The first guy who hosed you with the 2 kids, okay, you learned your lesson with the guy with the 2 kids. You shouldn't have had the third with the guy with the second kid, or the second guy with the third kid. You shouldn't have been with him. And you got to say, hey, you know what? I made a mistake. If Jeffrey were to speak like that, I could take her seriously. I can't take her seriously to make it seem like she's the victim. And every guy that she's dated was awesome, spiritual, biblical husband. And all of a sudden bounced because a baby and a placenta came out.
Let's not act like guys don't bullshit women. Okay, let's not act like that doesn't happen. Guys can be full of shit too. And this is where, that's why I'm not going to heap all of that on her. And I'm no Jeffrey fan, but I'm not going to do that. Because she had two kids by the first guy that she was obviously in a relationship with. Whatever the hell happened, she's no longer with him, right? Now, to your point, none of the guys are involved. I put that on the guys. You know why I don't have a baby mama? Why you don't have a baby mama? Because you weren't going to be the person that's leaving somebody out there with your seeds out there by itself. So no, you can't just put it on her.
No.
And not just her alone. You still got to give the guy some fault for that.
No,
Come on.
Here's the difference is you and I are cut from the same cloth.
Mm.
We don't have baby mamas because A, we just didn't get women pregnant and walk away because that wasn't who we were. But we also just didn't date people who had multiple kids by multiple dads that weren't around. You and I both would never be in that position. And so that's the difference. We have a standard. I'm not saying that it's wrong to be a single mom. I'm not saying that at all. But if you have two children by somebody who's not involved at all, be mindful of who you have the next kid with. And if you're going to tell me that you have another kid by another dad and all of a sudden he's not around, that will raise concern for anybody who's never had children.
She got pregnant, though.
But her,
that's not on her.
Decision making. I'm not saying that it's not her fault to make a guy stay. But what I'm saying is that women with children have to understand the way men who don't have children think. And you can't say that you can't judge me for this. Yes, we can. And we're not going to get involved with you. We're not saying it's your fault. We're just saying that whatever all this is, we don't want to be a part of it. So we're not blaming women that have men who aren't around. But what women who have kids by multiple dads and the dads aren't involved, you can't expect a guy with no kids to not judge and have questions about that.
Okay, here's the point I'm trying to make. Tasha makes a great point. She says it better than I did. For her to have two kids with the first man means the father was around the first child for a while.
No, it doesn't.
At least
it could mean that the child was
at least
around
11
first
months.
Time.
At least
doesn't
11 months, because you got to get
no, it
2
doesn't.
Months before you can have sex again.
It doesn't. It doesn't.
Stop.
It doesn't. I had a coworker. I had a coworker one time. We were out drinking, and she's complaining about her kid's dad, and like he's a piece of shit. All this negative, and I was like, I'm listening to it, and of course, I was drinking whiskey, and I said, let me ask you a question. How many kids do you have? And she said 2. I'm like, same dad. And she was like, yeah. And I'm like, well, he can't be that bad because you slept with him twice. So why are you like talking all this trash about him and you still chose to have 2 children? If he was bad the first kid, why did you sleep with him and have another kid? Mm. That's a you thing. But I mean, and this is not shade towards women. All my whole point is we have to keep the conversation 100 or how have I been hearing on this show? 10 toes down.
Yeah.
Own your shit.
Okay.
But don't expect a dude to be okay, like a dude who has no children. Mm-hmm. Why would I want to date somebody that has 3 kids by 2 dads that are not involved at all? There's something there. I don't know what it is, but there's an issue. But don't fault me for like questioning it. But for Jeffrey to have this attitude, like, don't blame me because, yeah, I'm blaming you.
Okay.
Sorry.
To be fair, so Ronia is on your side and she says, oh, wow, Yanni didn't listen. Jeffrey has to at least admit she made a mistake. Use protection.
Thank you.
Okay. And I
thank
get
you.
That.
I say, get... hey, you know what? I chose poorly. I thought we were in love. I thought it was a good dude. He apparently wasn't. Mm-hmm. My bad. I would totally date a woman who said that. But don't make it seem like men ain't shit.
Okay.
No,
you made bad choices. Here's the point I'm making. I never said, when she did that whole, well, black men do this, like, hold up now. And I'm glad that a lot of people jumped on her in that case last week when she said that. Because,
yeah.
No, you're not going to put us all in the same, under that same umbrella, right? But at the same time, I'm just saying, let us not do the same in reverse in that space, okay? You got to give the guys some of that blame. They deserve... Those men, I don't understand any man that can have a seed out there and not involved in that. And you know this, because at some point in time, we'll talk about that situation, but you know.
I do. But I got to bring this up. JD, this is the problem. I'm not saying that I'm judging her circumstances.
No, read the comment first. You got to read a comment for those who are listening on a podcast.
JD says, though I think Jeffrey is fake to the utmost, Terrell, you cannot really judge her circumstances if you were not there. Mm. I wasn't there. But let's take a car accident. If you have someone that drives a car and gets a car accident on Monday, mm-hmm. gets another car and does it on Thursday, gets another car and does it on Friday, at some point, you got to judge the driver of the car. Jeffrey has problems. And all I'm saying is admit that you have problems. Mm-hmm. Don't make it seem like it's everyone else's fault, but you have no responsibility in any of this. And that's what Jeffrey does. She takes no responsibility for any of her stuff. So I'm not blaming everything on her, mm-hmm. but she's not taking responsibility
like it.
I'm
just gonna point it out. It sounded like it.
Of course it's gonna sound like that because you hear what you wanna hear. And I've been drinking whiskey.
No, all you I'm didn't just is, say that.
I did.
I'm gonna give you the hand clap.
Yanni. Tell you one more time. Jeffrey has problems. But she's got problems. Get the help that you need. It's going to make her a better person. But you can't be in the mindset that it's every other dude that you slept with's fault of why you're in the situation you're in. Nothing positive comes from that, and you're never going to grow from it. My thought.
Yeah.
Soapbox done.
All right, good. Whew, let's move on to the next couple. I'm like, wow, we took a left turn. We jumped off the interstate for a second here.
Sorry, I just that pissed me off when I heard her say that. I'm just like, you got to be joking me. But so many people have that mindset where I'm just like, come on now.
I feel you. I get it. And I know. I get it. So Cynthia and Anthony, these two, body language is sitting on the couch, noticed by everybody. Everybody looked at this and was like, they come to find out they dated after the show. Mm-hmm. And then Cynthia said the things about Anthony she didn't know. And then said she didn't handle it correctly. What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Oh, boy.
Well, here's my question. Is it Cynthia or is it Anthony? Because when I look at the body language, Anthony seemed centered, seemed fine.
Yeah.
Cynthia was the one that was all like this back to him. But I wonder, like, what happened in that relationship? And if Cynthia recognized some things that she had some challenges, great.
Right.
But do you think it was Cynthia kind of lost her shit, maybe? Mm-hmm. Maybe in a discussion, in an argument? Because if you think about her ex, I can't imagine that her ex is, you know, as live as he was with Andre and Anthony. Cynthia is the calm one. So maybe does she like a little bit more hit him with the he kind of relationship?
You see what Kitty said?
Are we saying that? Wait, we saying that he has a short penis? That made her so angry where she's just like, yeah, I'm trying to work on myself.
I gotta get more toys first.
Yeah. I gotta take care of myself. I mean, work on myself because he obviously. I don't know. I really wonder what was the issue. And I thought maybe is it that there was communication issues where they had arguments and she just went straight from 0 to 100 and he was just like, this is not how I do it. Mm-hmm. And she's realizing she has to work on herself. Because I think if he did something wrong, I don't think she would be focusing on the fact that she has to work on herself. I think maybe that there was something that happened.
Ronnie says, Cynthia's baby daddy happened. You know, here's the thing, though. I like the way Anthony handled that situation. He handled every situation where they decided to come aggressive because they look at him and went, okay, he might be a little soft. Let's see if I can be aggressive with him, right? And he handled all of those well. And so it's interesting to see what... They're secretive, though. And they didn't really say what happened. I really wish they did. And I wish Tommy would have pushed on what happened. And this, so if we're going to get on Jessica on Love is Blind for not digging into different things with everybody, even though she did it with some people, we got to get on Tommy because.
You mean Vanessa?
Vanessa, yeah, not Jessica.
You said Jessica, yeah.
Yeah, sorry, Vanessa. Yeah, you know, Nick Lachey's wives, I get them all confused. they all look alike. You know, the fact is, like, in this space, we got to give Tommy that same energy. Like, dive into these. Tommy's too worried about being cool with everybody and being the cool guy. No, you got to dive in. And if you're not going to dive in the reunion, you don't need to do the reunion. Ask the questions that we want to know. Like, what happened? We want to know what happened, right? Just like Dre over there looking like salivating. So you're single now.
Well, here's why I think Tommy doesn't do that, because let's just be real. Let's 10 toes down, as I keep hearing everybody say on every one of these shows on OWN. Let's stay 10 toes down. If Tommy were to come out and say anything about women and accountability, and especially Black women and accountability, he's going to get a whole bunch of backlash. So he just sits back and just lets it all happen, mm-hmm. and tries to be this guru, which he's not. You know, it reminds me of like Steve Harvey's book about...
Act like a woman, think like a man.
Exactly. That whole bullshit. And a lot of women got around that. I'm like, do you realize how many people Steve Harvey was smashing and cheating on? And yet still sold y'all all that stuff and you bought it.
They actually need his wife's book. Like, how to be her... and snatch him and keep him under her thumb.
Exactly. So, I mean, Tommy can't go after these people the way that he probably should, a lot of us viewers would want to watch. Mm-hmm. So I can see the curveball stuff, and he just lets the drama happen. But I'm just like, this is why I don't like the show. If you're going to get into it, let's get into it and have some good dialogue. This is just surface level crap. So I'm just not into it.
Kitty, you're wrong. 10 toes and 2 bunions down. You're wrong. Because of who we talking about, you are wrong. I just want to point that out. You are so wrong for that. I know exactly where you're going.
But I love Raveem. I'm the same way. I just learned this whole thing, a week or two ago? Mm-hmm. I'm like, what's everybody saying 10 toes down for? And I've heard it 5 times in the last 2 weeks. And I'm like, what does this bullshit mean?
So, you want to explain? Since now you know?
No, you explain it to me. I'm sorry.
Tommy's like standing tall, you know. It's like, look, if something happens with 10 toes down, I'm always going to be there for you. Just like you'll always be there for me. That's what it means. Just standing tall.
Okay.
I mean, that's a generic.
I get it. To me, so what's the difference between 10 toes down with you, Yanni, compared to Yanni, I have your back? What's the difference?
It's just a different way of saying it. Jesus.
It's dumb shit. Cheers.
Mark Anthony and Mercedes.
I'm going to do that every time I say something bad. I'm like,
let's get the hell out of here. Mark Anthony and Mercedes. These two, I told you about what was going to... By the way, Precious Me says, it's what the kids say.
I guess. I'm just like...
And BB says it sounds better.
I know. I had... My girlfriend's daughter was like, I was eating something. I was like, this is so good. Does it slap? I'm like, excuse me? I'm like, this is good. No, but does it slap? I'm like, this is good. What are you talking about?
You know what? I'm laughing because I could imagine this conversation.
Just like, it's good.
Tasha says, you're showing your age, Tara.
Sorry, I'm just like, this shit's good. I don't have to say this slaps. It's good.
What are you going to say? It was dope?
Yeah, it was dope. You got to say it 3 times. It's on the wall. There's rules.
Look, Mark Anthony and Mercedes, let's get to them so we can get out of here, man. Patty Cake says, why is Mercedes smiling like a fool the whole time? You know why? Because, okay, here's the thing I told you guys a long time ago about this couple. Right? Even when they said no on decision day, when she said no, because Mercedes said no, but their chemistry was so good. And we knew it was. We watched it. And she even said that. She said it was organic. And like she likes to schnook on him. You know, we saw that. Look, they even showed it today. The difference between the kiss between him and Jeffrey and the difference between Mark Anthony and Mercedes' kiss. You know, Mark Anthony went in to kiss Jeffrey. And it was, yeah, nah. But when Mercedes grabbed him by the face, you're like, yo, that's passion. And we knew that. And you watch them today. They're like, well, we're just friends. And even Lyndon's like, yeah, right. Because, hey, look, I got friends. We ain't like that.
Well, what's funny to me about that is I'm watching it and I totally agree. There's a huge difference between the kiss with Jeffrey and Mercedes. But as I'm watching it, I'm like, I really don't want to know what I look like up close with the camera kissing somebody. Mm-hmm. Because I'm watching Mercedes, I'm just like, And you saw Jeffrey's face when they showed the replay of her kissing Mark Anthony. Jeffrey was like, And I'm wondering, like,
would
people think that about me? Well, because I'm just wondering, I've never videoed myself kissing somebody, and I'm curious what I look like, but I really don't want to know.
here's the thing about it. I mean, we knew they had, and I like, here's what I saw with Mercedes and Mark Anthony's kiss. Passion. That's all I saw. The first time I saw it, I'm like, passion. That's what I saw. It's passion. Aunt Patty Cake says Mark Anthony's a player from the Himalayas. Maybe so. But you know what? Did you miss when Mercedes said, and Mercedes' friend said, this is the guy, when they were talking, and they were like, this is the guy she would go for. So she said, yeah, I'm not ready to put an anchor down with you long distance. But you know what? Until I find an anchor, let's have some fun. Now, they left that part out. But I read that because was I wrong? Because I said this.
You weren't wrong. Go ahead. You weren't wrong. There's no passion.
No. Tell me I was right.
I said you were right. Is that better? Earlier, I said you weren't wrong, which sounds like you are right, but you're the grammar police, so I'm sorry. You are correct.
Thank you.
I agree with you and your opinion of this couple. Does that make you feel better? I think that they are friends with benefits, and there's nothing wrong with that.
At all.
But I think they're friends with benefits. Just their whole body language, everything about them says they were even closer than Cynthia and Anthony, who was the only couple who we had hope for.
Even backstage, you couldn't separate them. They couldn't separate them like you can't separate you from your glass of bourbon. You know, it's one of those things that they were here.
Right. And there's really nothing wrong with that. I think it's great. And who knows? Maybe it could come from something. What I did think was interesting is that Mark Anthony apparently has dated flight attendants and had long-distance relationships, which tells me is that Mark Anthony's a player. He just dates a bunch of people.
No. Have you been on a plane lately? I mean, they're attractive flight attendants. So, I mean, he's like, hey.
Let me pause you there. It's not about lately. There's always been attractive flight attendants. My point is Mark Anthony has a type, girls he can smash, whether they're local or domestic.
Mark Anthony was not there for love.
He doesn't care.
Yeah.
No, he wasn't there for love. No.
But we saw that. And we saw that when those two sat down, I think that's why she said no. She realized that, you know what? This is not going to happen. He's not here for the seriousness. But I like him. I'm going to have fun until I find Mr. Right. Because, ladies, correct me if I'm wrong, but women do this at times. They have somebody to have fun with until they find the right person.
What did that comedian say? In case of emergency, break glass.
That was Chris Rock.
There's nothing wrong with having a little something. Just, you know, whenever you got to get that it scratched, there's someone you can call to do that. I'm very sex positive. I have no issue with people doing that. Just call it what it is. But I think in the case of Mark Anthony and Mercedes, if they lived in the same city, there's potential. I still don't think they would make it a relationship.
Yeah.
Because if they had all those things that could make it a relationship, Mark Anthony would have figured that out and actually said it.
Yeah.
But the fact that he was like, well, I live in New York and then I have this place in Atlanta and I'm back and forth. That just sounds like you're just here to have fun.
CD White says she chose herself, but he's still getting the milk without the cow. Yeah, I said it. You did. And you're absolutely right.
Why you gotta call her fat? She's not a cow. That's rude.
No.
I just hate that phrase. You get the milk without the cows.
Yeah. Yeah, I just want to point out. So Katie had said this earlier, that she had, she thought she was getting Svedka, got something else, and now she's saying, I've got double vision right now, this fake Svedka is messing me up.
What else did you get if it's not Svedka? You were messed up before you got the Svedka, Katie. It's okay. You're in a safe place. This is Vegas. You're in the trust tree. You're in the nest. We can be honest with each other.
You know, just going back to some of the other comments out of before we get out of here. Taja, speaking on Jeffrey, says her decisions are terrible to choose a man with that haircut like Andre. Yes, but not that haircut. That was three different hairstyles that this man had at any given time.
Okay. You can't judge a man on the haircut, because I had the Bobby Brown swoop back in the day. And that was not a good look, but I'm not.
But that was also in that time, though. So
true.
Katie did say that they gave her taka.
Okay, Katie, let me stop you right there. You went to the liquor store and you wanted vodka, and you said they gave you taka, but you had no idea it was taka. Just say you were drunk before you got there. We've all been there. We walked into the liquor store trying to get a refill.
No, we all haven't been there, but
before it closes, and you just get what you get. Don't blame that on the liquor store people. You know, I've been drinking for a long time. 48. I've been drinking for what? 27 years? Well, legally. And I've never bought taka in my life. So it's okay. Took a nail. You took a nail tonight, Keely.
JD says, sorry. Okay, Tell, we got to ration you a brown liquor.
No, we don't. On the anniversary of ending Ready to Love, I went all in. Sorry. I didn't even eat much today within 10. I'm like, I'm going to not eat a lot. I'm going to wait till 7:30 and get about 2 in, and it's just going to be real. Here's what we got.
All right. Last two before we get out of here. Robin says, first rule, always use birth control. This is what we're talking about, Jeffrey, especially with a one-night stand. Second rule, if you aren't pro-choice, would you be okay having a child with ... right? Because, I mean, so they always said it. First, anybody you sleep with, are you okay having a child with this person? And that's something we won't have that discussion now, because don't answer that question, Tel. I know you are. We'll bring that back, because one of the things we're going to do, we're going to bring back our regular episodes, especially starting next week, because that's the one episode we'll have out next week, because we'll have that ready and drop it on Tuesday, right? We won't have the 90 Day Fiancé Love in Paradise, because I'm going to be in paradise. So other than that, we won't have that next week, but another thing that came out was from Katie, who did ask this question. How do you feel about a scripted show? Perhaps Ghost, Power Book 2. You have no idea what that is.
No.
And I will say this. That is of all in the Power Book series, that is the worst show. I know people are going to say Tommy in Chicago. No, this one's worse. Let's be honest. This one's worse. And I would not even subject him to that. And on the scripted shows, I mean, look, we've got a couple things already lined up for this season, but you guys, if you have something you want us to do, and we'll do it, we already talked about doing some of the Married at First Sight past seasons, like season 10, I think, was one that came up quite a bit, and season 12, of course, Chris, so we'll definitely have to do it. Oh, P-Valley. Oh, man. Margie, you're crazy. Woo! That's another one. One of the things we thought about doing, too. Here's what we're going to do. Instead of putting it on Patreon, we'll end up doing memberships here on YouTube, and we'll put those behind that for the past seasons. So, yes, Lois Lane, we're definitely going to talk about that man yelling about
Tuesday.
The baby on the plane. That's going to drop on Tuesday. We definitely got to talk about that guy.
And when y'all, recommend stuff, please don't recommend it like, you know what? I would love to see Terrell suffer through 13 weeks of this show and see how he handles it. Don't look at it from that place. Look at it from what would be great for everyone.
No, that's exactly how we're looking at it in the past Married at First Sight season. There's a reason why we're going to do season 10 and season 12. It's not suffering through it, because we just want to see how irritated you're going to get by some of these black men on these shows. Because I've said it before, they pick the worst black men to put on these shows. And there's a reason why people keep asking you to go on these shows.
Because then I'm going to get hit in the comments about me picking on black men. when some of these dudes are trash and they gotta own it. But also, some of you slept with them, so you gotta own some of that too.
You know what?
We'll see.
I just want to point out, Gamora Zen said Kanan is the best. I agree. After season five of the original Power, yes, Kanan became the best one because they got so unrealistic in the original Power series. Terrell, I know you have no idea what the hell we're talking about. And
High Bob says, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I know you don't. I know. It's okay. Just like you just caught up on The Wire, watch Power, the original Power. You'll be fine.
Why you got to tell everybody my business?
No, you've already said
that with you in confidence.
You said it on this podcast before.
I have. Yeah, just watch The Wire finally. Sorry. But at least I watched it. I finished it.
In the words of Sinan's fan, glad, ready to love is over. O-V-A-H. Yes. It's over, exclamation point. Look, do us a favor.
I will never watch that again.
Everybody in here right now, please do us a favor. Hit the like button, okay? And if you're listening on your favorite podcast platform, you know, hey, do us a favor. Make sure you come back and comment. Check it out on YouTube. And that's funny. And make sure you leave a comment on here as well. Thank you for everybody in the live chat. And High Bob, you're absolutely right. Terrell's definitely seen Ozark.
Jason Bateman's dope. High Vibe. Don't judge. That was really good.
Oh my God. Look, on that note, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts, some of your bullshit. We'll talk about it on the regular show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast.
Cheers.
Cheers to the brown liquor, the white liquor, and all the liquor in between.
All liquors matter.
All liquors matter.